Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain. I'm your co-host, Dr. William Christopher Crowley.
And I'm Jerry, the Jerry.
The nurse practitioner.
The nurse practitioner, Jerry.
Welcome to our podcast where we talk about all things aesthetics. We're going to talk about Nefertiti neck lift today.
I think it's kind of funny. The Nefertiti neck lift is like viral on TikTok right now, has like tons of videos, like thousands and thousands of views.
When did we first learn about Nefertiti neck lift?
2007 is when the Nefertiti neck lift was first named that. Mm-hmm. So that was way before even TikTok times.
It was early. That was around the time we were getting started. So yeah. Probably it was 2009 or 10 is probably the first we heard about it.
Yeah. I looked up before the podcast just to see because I knew it was like at the very beginning. And so 2007 is when someone actually coined the term Nefertiti neck lift.
What's it come from?
Comes from Queen Nefertiti because she had a beautiful snatched jawline and didn't even know it.
Oh, that's what we're all aiming for these days, right?
What we try for.
Am I a candidate for Nefertiti neck lift?
Yes. But will you get the result that you won't know? Mm. You won't. I think that's kind of a misconception is that, you know, a lot of the photos we see before and afters, they're still photos. I think a lot of that should be videos. So they give you like a true idea, not just a clever angle or clever lighting or shadowing using makeup. People just need to be aware about their before and afters, what you're looking at. The Nefertiti neck lift actually is just clever placement of a neurotoxin to give a slight lift or change in angle to the jawline.
To explain to everybody listening how it works, because I believe when I hear Nefertiti neck lift, I'm assuming I'm going to come out with my neck like this. You guys, if you're not watching this, if you're listening to it, go over to our YouTube channel and you'll see I'm constantly pulling on my face. Danny, there's no telling how many behind the scenes photos he has of me pulling on my face. But if I hear Nefertiti neck lift, I'm going to assume that my neck is being lifted in some way. So does it work like that? How does Tox lift my neck?
So it's a relaxation of the muscles that actually pull down. And so you get like a little lift from that. So the muscle is like the platysmal muscles are some of the muscles we inject during that treatment. I'm going to tell you something that's cool to me. And I didn't know this until I had my non-Nefertiti neck lift. I had like a surgical neck lift, which I'm due for again. But anyway, when I went for my consultation, Jacques LeBeau did my neck lift. He was explaining it to me, and you may have known this before, but I didn't. And I grew up with cattle and horses. But if any of you have seen a fly land on a cow or a fly land on a horse, and they can twitch their skin to get rid of the insect, get rid of the fly, they're using their platysmal muscle. It's a thin layer of muscle that stretches just beneath the skin. You're going to Google now to see if I'm telling the truth, aren't you?
I am, right now.
Because you think I'm full of shit. I am, but I'm not on this point.
Keep talking
while I'm doing. I hope you can hear him. He's like, tap, 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 tap. He's asking his friend chat to see
if... No, I'm not. But I am confirming what you said.
All right.
Not my friend chat, my friend Google.
So I think it's really cool that we get neck lifts from the same thing that cows used to get flies off their back. Am I correct?
It's called the paniculus carnosus. Let's see, is that the same?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. You can do this podcast.
If you try to prove me wrong in front of all these people, I'm going to tell my mama.
It is the platysma is the human representative of that.
So I am correct. Danny's amening in the background. He just wants us to talk and stop our online disagreement.
Okay, go ahead.
So it is the same. It's the same type of muscle. But I wish I could voluntarily twitch my muscle. If I could,
you definitely can't twitch it now. And if we put Tox in it, you for sure can't twitch it.
And I probably should do some Tox. Maybe we should do like a before and after of mine since I have some laxity again and see like what kind of difference it makes. Make that face.
You just injected mine, so I don't know if I can do it or not.
Oh, it did good. There you... Ooh.
Woof. You missed some.
I did.
I can feel it getting weaker.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, look, go on YouTube, check it out. You can see this awful face that I'm making. I'm doing it all for the podcast. But those were injected, and we can inject them more. So the platysma muscle will pull down, but there's also other kind of muscles in the lower part of the face. So we kind of got a little bit off track, but with a Nefertiti lift, basically we're stopping that downward pull of those muscles. So you're going and injecting toxin there, but then we're also going kind of right along the jawline where that platysma, as it crosses over the jawline, that muscle in our neck that creates those bands, it connects with the what's called the SMAS layer in the lower part of the face. And that's a part, if it's pulling down too much, we can relax it right along the jawline. And so then it allows the illusion that this lifts slightly. So it's a minimal lift. And that's what I always tell patients. If they have a lot of downward pull, if those muscles are tight and they have a lot of bands, then certainly this will help lift that up. It'll give a little bit of definition along that jawline and smoothness. But we also inject some other muscles that kind of pull down in that area. So some of the ones like the down
DAOs, like depressor anguli oris. We have all these different names we call them.
But it basically is a frown.
And you can't do that again.
I can't do that now.
Do that again. That's kind of a cute little face.
But you injected that recently.
We just
as well.
Did that recent. It's kicked too. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there smiling at me, but he's not really. But it made him look like he is. I think it's something that we do a lot, and we just don't call it like by the Nefertiti name, even though that's been around for ages.
So it's just interesting that it's getting a resurgence right now, and people are loving this the results. But for us, we do a lot of full face treatments, and so a lot of what we're doing is we may not use that name, but we're assessing our patients, and we're kind of treating their entire face when they come to see us, especially with toxin. We're looking at muscles that are kind of either raising things or lowering things and deciding how to balance that. And I think that's something that comes from, years of injecting or training, that we kind of get an eye and say, maybe we're not labeling it this Nefertiti neck lift, but we recognize that there's downturn muscles in the corner of the mouth, there's pulling down at the neck, and try to identify which patients are going to respond the best with that treatment. Really pretty minimal side effects, but definitely not risk-free. Have you had anybody with any kind of negative side effects from treating in these areas?
Not in the platysmal muscles. Really the only negative effects that I've had is if I've like missed a DAO and got someone slightly
like one side will still be down, the other side is normal, and then it's easy.
But it's an easy fix. But that's happened. It happened to me recently when like we were on a trip, because you said something about me looking like I'd had a stroke, and I didn't tell you that I'd injected my DAO.
Yeah, he injected himself.
I injected myself, which I tried not to do. But anyway, but as far as any serious side effects, I haven't. We have a good friend of ours, and she was treated like extremely heavy, and she had the sensation that she was having trouble swallowing and some weakness, but we don't treat quite that heavily.
Yeah. So I think some of the misconceptions are that, one, that everybody will have a snatched jawline if they just hear Nefertiti neck lift. We know that that's not true. It's going to be select patients. Number two, this is going to do nothing for loose or lax skin. And that's where it's really important for injectors to have a conversation with their patients, because there may be significant muscle movement and banding, but if there's a lot of lax skin and we relax that, the skin laxity may actually appear worse. And so we do need to then look at other things to do in combination with this, rather than just neurotoxins. So things such as fillers or biostimulants or lasers or energy devices, plasma devices, something like that, to really take care of the skin issues in addition to just relaxing the muscle.
Well, therapy. I think that's something that people don't understand and don't realize, because turkey neck is what we have so many people come in and say, I want to do something about my turkey neck. And, you know, we're seeing it a lot now, especially with all the GLP-1s and weight losses. But when you have skin, you're not gonna remove skin by getting a relaxation of a muscle. And so that's one of the things that you have to, if you set your patient up for a realistic expectation, they'll be happy. If you go in and say, we're gonna do a Nefertiti neck lift and it's gonna give you a neck like you had 10 years ago, then they're not gonna be happy. And you're gonna end up with a patient that's not happy because they spent $400 Nefertiti neck lift that they look exactly the way they did before, or it's worse.
What do you think is the most common neck treatment that you do personally, like your patients ask, that you like to do, you think they have great results?
I think toxin's probably the most common. I don't know that toxin's the most effective. I think toxin's the most common and the most effective in a short term. I think probably the most effective long term, that gives you the best long term results, probably old therapy. But it's exactly like what I was just talking about. You have to set the patient up for the expectation that they're not really going to see any changes for months, and you're not removing skin, so you still have skin issues. You know, we can do some things like hyperdilute radius and that sort of thing for necklines, but I don't do that as often as I do tox. I probably do Dysport or Botox in neck bands at least daily, sometimes multiple times a day, because I do it on a lot of my older patients. I talk to patients, I don't know if you've been in when I talk to them about this, but I do it especially when I start talking about lips or when I start talking about temples with my older patients, because people don't realize like these things that age them. And so I talk about Madam, do you remember the old cartoon? And or a cartoon of any old people, and they really accentuate things on old people. So they have a hollow temple, they have either a recessed chin or an extremely big chin, they have a bigger nose, their lips are almost non-existent, and usually they have strong platysmal bands. And so if you look at those cartoons of old people and see what they like accentuate, those are the things we want to minimize in our business. And so when I talk to people and say, you don't want to look like Madam, and that's why we're going to fill your temples. So just a Jerryism.
Jerryism. I want to pull up a picture of Madam and show Sierra just so she can put it on the YouTube channel. Because when I think about it, this is kind of what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of different ones of that. So I want to pick one, put it on the YouTube channel. Yeah. But I think I love Jerry's point. Not everybody will understand the point of reference, especially these younger people like Sierra that are just mere babies. But it's good because we do want to minimize some of those features that they really accentuate in some animated characters. I think personally my favorite treatment, I don't know that it's the most commonly.
And that's another one. She's got like exaggerated neck bands. She has recessed chin. She's clearly drawn her lips on. Her nose is big.
But for me, it's not the neurotoxin treatment. I do think it's probably, if I have to look, what is the most common, because we add it into so many treatments that we do. But probably my favorite is using one of the combination therapy. So doing something with hyperdilute radius along with one of our devices, like the Plexer, or in the same day, to me is like one of the most effective treatments for the neck. And so toxin is part of that plan, but I think we have to combine it all together to really get those good results. So for our listeners out there, send us some more TikTok trends that you want us to break down. Jerry will certainly do it. He's a TikTok fan. He's following all these trends.
I love some TikTok.
He loves TikTok.
If you haven't been on my TikTok, just a warning, like sometimes I shock for cock on TikTok. So like beware of what you watch. If you're looking for a professional TikTok, follow Dr. Crowley.
Do I have anything on my TikTok? Sierra knows more than I do about that. Certainly you will not see me shopping anything of that nature on my TikTok.
Everybody needs caulk at some point.
Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
He's cutting me off. See you soon.